USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lawmakers in the U.S. House have voted to remove statues of Confederate leaders from the U.S. Capitol. The statues include the bust of former U.S. Chief Justice Roger Taney, who wrote the Supreme Court decision that people of African descent were not American citizens. President Trump comparing his work for black Americans to those who held the Oval Office before him, saying during a briefing yesterday and responding to Joe Biden's comments, calling him the first racist to be elected president.
I've done more for black Americans than anybody, with the possible exception of Abraham Lincoln. Nobody has even been close.
The president noting the passage of criminal justice reform and that the unemployment numbers for most minority groups were at a very good standing before the pandemic. And this is USA Radio News.
Polls show the race between President Trump and Joe Biden is neck and neck. There are two things you need to know to get armed with the facts. First, start tuning into Newsmax TV. Get the truth about President Trump on America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Everyone's watching Newsmax TV. See great shows with Sean Spicer and Greg Kelly at night. And they have Mike Huckabee, Michelle Malkin, and Alan Dershowitz. Newsmax is on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, Wow, and more. Check your cable guide. And the second thing is to get the new bestseller, Blitz, by David Horowitz. Blitz is already a number one bestseller and just hit the New York Times list. Blitz reveals Trump's secret plan to win. Don Jr. and Mike Huckabee urge you to get David Horowitz's Blitz. Blitz is at bookstores. Or get the free offer and save $28. Call 800-NEWSMAX or go to blitz411.com. That's blitz411.com. That's Blitz at 800-NEWSMAX. And don't forget to watch Newsmax TV today.
President Trump is deploying federal agents to Chicago, Albuquerque, and some other cities, he says, in what he calls a surge of law enforcement. Speaking at the White House yesterday, the president said there's been an explosion of violence in cities around the nation, and he cited the especially deadly violence in Chicago recently, arguing he has no choice but to get the feds involved. Republicans in the Senate are going to unveil what's in their coronavirus stimulus package later today. They say that they're ready to come with an agreement to the White House on money for testing in schools. Democrats have already passed a big bill, but the Senate hasn't taken it up. Forecasters say Tropical Storm Gonzalo will be the first hurricane of the 2020 season soon. It formed yesterday in the Atlantic, expected to move west towards the Caribbean over the next several days. You can find us online. We're at usaradio.com. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The latest weekly jobless claims report just released by the government this morning showing that more than 1.4 million Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment last week, and that's 100,000 more than the week before. Analysts had forecast a slight drop from week to week. The biggest increases in first-time claims were in Florida, Georgia, California, Washington State, and Indiana. Biggest decreases in Maryland, Texas, and New Jersey. A lead Republican lawmaker sounds off about the direction of the party. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
A meeting between House Republicans got a little heated at times as Liz Cheney was called out for some of her criticisms of President Trump. Cheney stood her ground and tells Fox News the Republican Party is a Big Ten party that has lots of ideas.
We have a different set of different opinions in our conference. I think that's a good thing. I think that if you look, for example, at what the Democrats do, you have a situation where, you know, they believe in the cancel culture. They're trying to ensure that only people who believe a certain set of things are allowed to speak. On our side of the aisle, it's a healthy thing for us to have those kinds of debates and discussions. I'm sure we'll have more as things go along, but the fundamental point here is that we're unified in making sure that President Trump is reelected in November, that Nancy Pelosi is no longer Speaker, that we take back the majority in the House, and that we ensure that we hold the majority in the Senate.
Again, that report filed by our Tim Berg, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.